So we're joined by Metal Sanaz of MySpace fame.
Can you hear us okay?
Can you hear Mark okay?
Can you hear me at all?
Not that well.
You're not missing anything. It's fine.
Thank you so much.
So you're doing us a favor.
Just kidding.
Calling us all the way from Detroit right now. What took you out of L.A.?
Actually, I'm going to be covering Project Revolution that MySpace is promoting right now. It's going to be a live event this Wednesday. It's supposed to be the biggest show that MySpace is going to be doing. And I'm one of the hosts, so I'm pretty excited about being here. I just decided to come here a little earlier so I can, you know, settle in and not be exhausted for the day.
Nice.
Back here.
So tell me, like, How did you get involved in being, I guess the term is now a MySpace celebrity? How did you become so well known through MySpace?
I don't know. I started like everybody else did, but you know, since I love metal bands and all that kind of stuff, I just started, you know, promoting the bands and stuff, and all of a sudden it just got bigger and bigger, and it took a life of its own, so it was pretty good. So I don't know. I didn't really do anything. So,
but you sort of discovered one day that, you know, you would say, "Hey, everyone, go to this metal show," and then people would show up.
Well, yeah, I was pretty much doing the same thing, and then I got discovered, if you want to say, from Hollywood Music TV. It's an internet television thing, but it's all music. So they hit me up on MySpace, and they asked me to be one of their VJs. And, I started working with them about 3 years ago, and then, which was pretty early on into, you know, the whole MySpace thing, because it's been only around, like, 3.5 years or so.
Right.
So I started working with them pretty fast, and then after a while of working with them, this management company came in, so I had to stop working with Hollywood Music and kind of started doing my own thing. So at this point, I'm just doing my own thing. You know, I have my own camera crew, my own editors, my own help and stuff like that. Nobody's getting paid, but, you know, people seem to be doing, which I think that's the only thing that matters. So it's going pretty well. And then now MySpace asked me to come and, you know, cover this show. So hopefully it'll get better.
Yeah, so it's a labor of love for now, and then
yeah,
just builds
exactly.
From there. So tell me a little bit more about this show and any upcoming shows that you have after that.
Well, this coming show, it's Project Revolution with Linkin Park and My Chemical Romance, and it's a pretty huge concert that they're putting on. Right after I'm done with this on Wednesday, I'm flying back to LA. If anybody's in the San Diego area, I'm going to be at Brick by Brick on Thursday night with Riggs from Scum of the Earth, you know, Rob Zombie's ex-guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be hosting a show there with him. And then Friday, I'm going to be in downtown L.A. I'm putting on my very own first show ever, so that's going to be a big deal. That's probably what I'm looking forward to.
So this is a show that you planned yourself and organized yourself?
Yeah, this is my first show. The venue is really cool. It's pretty new. It fits about 1,200 people.
Where is it?
Much bigger than... Yeah, it's in downtown on Grand Avenue and Olympic. So it's pretty close to where you guys are at. You should come.
Sounds great. What's it called?
Crash Mansion.
Crash Mansion. So
actually, there's a Crash Mansion that's famous, and that's in New York. This one is a new one. It's the same owners, and it's Crash Mansion, L.A. If somebody wants to look it up online, they have to put the L.A. in there. Otherwise, they'll get the New York one.
Cool.
So
do you have like a team of professionals working around the clock on your MySpace page, keeping it updated with all of your latest?
I wouldn't quite call it that, but I wish. No, I have a few street team kids that are helping me a lot on the street team page, not actually on the big page. On the main page that I have that everybody knows about, it's pretty much just me and my partner, KT, and one of my street teams who's been doing a lot of stuff for me. His name is Homer. So it's just the three of us, you know. But for the most part, they just go in and help me approve prints because I can't do it by myself. But mm-hmm. the rest of the stuff, I take care of it myself. Like, you know, all the bulletins come from me or reading the mail if I get a chance, things like that. I mean, it's not, there's no people sitting back there, you know, answering in my name.
Right. Well, that's good. So it's worth it as long as it's still fun for you.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit overwhelmed, but, you know, sometimes people don't have patience and they get pissed off at me and they're like, you know, you don't write us back, you don't do this. I'm like, well, you know, seriously, I can't. I wish I could, but, like, if I want to do that, then I need to quit what I'm doing and just sit there and just answer emails, like, 24/7. And that's not going to work.
Yeah, I think we're in this weird, like, infancy in MySpace etiquette, like, it's somewhere in between email and a conversation. I think people don't really know what's appropriate and what, you know, how to communicate with people. And they make assumptions, oh, like, you know, that you're my friend and you should be responding immediately. And that you just, they probably get an image, you know, of someone just sitting waiting for MySpace messages to show up, like you're not doing anything else, you know.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand. And I blame that, actually, on people who try to write emails, but they don't. You know, they write, and all they got to say in the mail is "yo" or "what's up."
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's only so many of those I can go through and delete. So what I did after getting so many of that just was taking up so much of my time. I mean, out of every 30, 40 emails, one maybe, you know, actual email, and somebody has something to say.
Right.
So after seeing it going that way, I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to turn off my email because, you know, just deleting those takes most of my time. So I try to do, you know, I try to keep in touch with everyone who actually do care through someone like you, you know, like you guys or, you know, other radio stations, or sometimes I go on live shows and that way, you know, people can come in and, you know, chat and ask questions, and then, mm-hmm. you know, I'm right there. I can answer them. But through emails, it ain't working.
Well, yeah, it's good, a forum like this where you can communicate with a bunch of people at the same time.
Yeah.
So we just want to wish you best of luck with your upcoming shows. And I know you're working really hard, and we'll try to come out and see you in L.A. That was this Friday?
Yes, this Friday on the 24th. All of the information is actually all over my MySpace page right now, which is myspace.com/metalphonon. So, yeah, check it out. The address is there. It's going to be a great show. So I would love to see you guys there. Actually meet face-to-face. That would be cool.
Awesome. Oh, Mark, I'm going to give you the phone here so you can say hello and goodbye.
Hi, nice meeting you for 5 seconds.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
I couldn't hear you. You were like, oh.
That's the problem with our phone system, us being here, a non-commercial, non-profit internet radio station. there is a way to do it where it comes out our board, but we haven't figured it out yet, where it doesn't feedback and kill everyone's ears. So we didn't want to torture anyone today more than normal. So we're going to be gentle with each other. But have fun in Detroit. I bet you it's really humid out there today, right?
Well, actually, it's raining and it's really, really cold. So
that's called extra
on,
humid.
It's
humid
terrible.
To the point of rain.
It's bad. I have my feet are sticking in the heater right now. I just got to my hotel, so. I'm
Ew.
Like,
thanks really so much for sharing that.
Well, you know, I have to. It's not easy. Everybody thinks, you know, well, you know, you do this, you meet all these bands, you must have a really easy, cool job, but.
No.
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 Yeah, I don't.
It's with any of this stuff, there's glamour to it, and then there's all the crazy, unglamorous stuff that is so mundane. And
yeah, which yeah. is like 90% of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the cool part is what people get to see. So
yeah, exactly.
The rest of it is the pain in the ass that you, know, yeah. you got to take care of.
Well, I would like to really see you at this new event place downtown, because I'm a big fan of downtown. That's where I party out down a lot, so hopefully I'll be able
to. Have you been there?
No, I've not at all. I only go to the really trashy places downtown.
You're going to love this place. You're going to really love it. It's a beautiful place. It's really, really big. It has
cool.
four bars, and the stage is like maybe 5 times bigger than the Key Club. And
wow.
It's going to be a really good show. So.
And the locale is called the Crash Mansions? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Did I hear that right?
Crash Mansion, yeah.
Got
Crash
it.
Mansion.
And it's on Grand, you said?
Grand and Olympic.
Grand and Olympic. Oh, okay, so it's down kind of South Park area. Okay, cool.
Right there.
Cool,
so
cool, cool.
Really cool. Get your butt down there.
I shall. Thanks for joining us today. Let me get you back to John.
All right.
Thanks, Sadaz. Get your rest, okay?
I will. I'm going to go right under this beach and start answering emails right now.
All right, take care. I'll send you a really long, convoluted MySpace message when we get a chance.
No, just say yo.
Awesome.
Or I'll just say yo.
All right, and thanks, guys.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.